The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. We are on Barry Watch here as New Orleans is fixing to get hammered. Bill Bunkley here live on this Friday afternoon as we are watching the latest updates. 65 miles an hour sustained winds by 7 a.m. tomorrow morning when it is expected to come on shore in the New Orleans area. Could be a hurricane. Looking at the potential of 22 inches of rain on an already soaked New Orleans. And we're also looking at the potential of the Mississippi River cresting at 19 feet. And so the question is, we're now refocusing on the levees once again, as we did during Hurricane Katrina. But Baton Rouge, as well as New Orleans, and, of course, the big Lake Pontchartrain, all these things are what we're looking at. And the record rainfall right now is 21.3 inches. In the French Quarter, they're looking for 19 inches. And so I want to tell you, this is very, very serious indeed. And there's an outer band that, because this storm is moving so slow, there's a band that has been coming up through the peninsula of Florida and Tallahassee, Florida. They have been getting just drenched and drenched and drenched and drenched. And so as they are making preparations, some of those levees that have some of the locks and the doors that go over the streets, they're battening down the hatches in New Orleans, and especially listening to some of the interviews coming out of that Ninth Ward, it's something to see for sure. So anyway, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And again, tomorrow morning is when it should come on shore. The big question is, how slow will it move? And since the major things that we are concerned about in this storm is water, not only storm surge, but rain, but a maxed out Mississippi in terms of 19 feet of cresting, this is going to be another huge water event. And so anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. Those of you listening this afternoon from the biz, welcome to our program. I got something for you, and that is the markets were on a little bit of a tear today, Friday afternoon. And it looks like that for those that are concerned that there is a bubble, your concerns just went up today. And that's because the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed today up 243.9 more points. Remember, we talked about that 27,000 mark? Well, above that now, closed at 27,332 and change. How about the S&P 500? We were talking about it making records at 3,000. It was up 13.86. S&P 500 closed at 3,013.77. And last but not least, the NASDAQ went up 48.10, the close at 8244.14, up 48 points and some change there as well. And so I guess we are now very much on Fed watch. And remember that the market is trading up on the rumor and the speculation. Once the Fed actually makes that move, you always have to watch for a sell-off or a major sell-off after that, because the market tends to trade on rumor and sells off on the facts. Well, glad to have you with us this afternoon. We got a good show lined up for you. In a minute, we're going to be talking about Planned Parenthood. They took a big hit, and it could be a permanent big hit. We're talking about a big loss in court to Donald Trump and a Donald Trump initiative. In fact, it could cost them $60 million. Big bucks. We'll have that as a lead story in just a moment. Later on in our second hour, I just want to give you a heads up. Today we're going to have a special guest in lieu of our normal segment with Focus on the Family. And that's because the American Psychological Association has come out with an endorsement of orgies and sex with no boundaries, even recommending it's healthy for married people to have multiple partners, et cetera, et cetera. More craziness from a subcommittee who in my opinion is just made up of sex addicts. Anyway, it's made this latest recommendation, and they are the committee that made a recommendation that it should be illegal to have any kind of conversation with a homosexual about their leanings towards homosexuality. And so I want to tell you that, and by the way, this subgroup is made up of several self-proclaimed members of the LGBTQ movement, but yet they're influencing the entire American Psychological Association. There's no science. There's nothing to back it up. Anyway, astounding stuff that you need to be aware of. We'll be getting to that interview about 5 or 10 minutes after the hour, probably about 5 minutes after the hour, in the second hour with Matt Staver, who is the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, and don't want to miss that conversation. And we'll also go out to L.A. and Hollywood. Movie Guide's Evie Bear Carroll is going to be with us and going to be talking about the faith-based movies Unstoppable and one coming out next year by the name of Soul, S-O-U-L. That is Soul. And so we'll talk about that. Got an article to talk about, but that would be our conversation on that on the topics of the movies. Well, before we get to Planned Parenthood, Sunday seems to be the day that the ICE and Border Patrol agents are going to be spreading out all over the country, 20 cities, one of which here, I understand, is Miami, Florida. And they're going to be rounding up those illegal aliens that are here that have been issued a court decree that their appeal has been denied or they didn't come in for their appeal. Anyway, now the courts have issued an order for about 2,000 of these folks that are going to be out there and attempted to be served, picked up, and deported because the courts say that they have exhausted their appeals. And so that's going to be a Sunday story. And you can well imagine that the media, even though we have a hurricane coming in, that the media is going to be all over this particular story. So as Sunday unfolds and, of course, into Monday morning, that and members of the left in the United States Congress, they will be speaking out as well. Phone lines are open, as they always are, at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. We're going to try and have a guest on next week, but before we get to the Planned Parenthood story, I want to share something that is very, very, very unusual. It has to do with my Facebook account. Now, through the years, I am confident that Facebook knows who I am and what I do. There have been some of my opinions, which you know is something to think about. You know that some of those opinions, not many, maybe two or three, were blocked. And of course, I emailed folks, never was able to get a response back. So anyway, so I know that they know who I am because they know who you are, by the way, because they're profiling you. maybe not for the same reasons as for me, but they are profiling you just like Google's profiling you. Hey, did you go look at a Lexus today? Did you look at a Nissan? Were you looking at a water softener? Were you looking at putting in a pool? That's why all those ads pop up whenever you're doing other business on the internet, other websites. Well, you know, there was a summit at the White House yesterday. None of the social media heads were there. But the whole idea was that the president wanted to have testimony of censorship or a crackdown on conservative points of view in Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I have a gazillion followers, like probably you do, on Facebook. But I have felt for some time that, you know, because of my viewpoint, that my account was probably throttled. For instance, when I send out something on Facebook or I send something out on an update, breaking news, or my something to think about, I have long sensed that that was going to not only my whole list, but fearful that it's going to a very small number because they throttled it back because of, well, I believe I'd been profiled. So yesterday was the White House meeting, right? For at least 2 days, maybe three, I cannot believe how many friend requests I'm getting. Let's just say it could easily be 500 to 800% higher than I normally get on a daily basis or every couple of days. And I called Mike earlier today and I said, you know, something is up here. In fact, I got him on the hunt to see who's the best expert who maybe was plugged in with that White House meeting and knows what Facebook's doing or not doing along with the other ones and have them on the show next week. But not only am I getting all the, I'm getting all these friend requests, I've gotten, Mike, more since I talked to you 2 hours ago. It's like bing, bing, bing. So I'm surmising that over the last 2 days, maybe if there was a throttling of my account or other conservatives, and I'm not trying to raise myself up the level that I'm that important, but they obviously have categorized, you know, the liberal review panel knows who their adversaries are at Facebook, and so I'm one of them. I'm just wondering if they change the logarithms and open this thing up, because the only way I can calculate that I'm getting all these friend requests is that there's a whole lot more people now that are reading my post, because I'm thinking maybe it got unthrottled. Not maybe 100%, but certainly unthrottled. So maybe Facebook is getting concerned that with the proper subpoenas and the look into their business, not only is it maybe unsavory, unsightly, but it could well be seriously illegal what they've been doing. And so I wonder if they've changed course. If any of you are experts at Facebook marketing or how Facebook operates, if you've got a thought on this, give me a call, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Something weird is going on. And who knows, maybe it was just a glitch for a couple of days. My speech is getting out, and the minute I talk about it, they'll impose the blocks again. But if you got something on this, 877-943-9673, and hey, be sure to come back. Planned Parenthood, man, Trump is getting in their pocket big time.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is
not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
Not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately, be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
Somebody is going to win a free cruise aboard Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise, visiting a private island in the Bahamas, historic Puerto Rico, and the white sand beaches of St. Thomas. And it could be you.
An adventure with your spouse, no children, re-sparking your relationship. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword STRONGER. It's that easy to enter, and you really could win.
When you enter, you'll also receive a free copy of Family Life's ebook, Stronger Forever, that includes a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage closer to God and closer to each other. Again, it's free.
So log on now. Enter to win a memorable luxury cruise that could renew your marriage and get the free ebook, Stronger Forever.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger. That's letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Welcome back to our program this afternoon. Well, something is very, very interesting is going on with my Facebook, and so we're going to continue to follow that in the days ahead. Before we get to the Planned Parenthood saga, let me just do a little mea culpa here. And that is, we learned today that Labor Secretary Acosta is going to be stepping down from his role on the cabinet. And when I heard Mr. Acosta defend what the accusers were accusing him of the Epstein case many years ago in Florida, once I began hearing some additional pushback on his testimony, in fact, that there was a 50-plus page indictment by the feds, not the state court, not the state prosecutors, but the feds, and they didn't pursue it. That was, anyway, long story short, he has resigned, and who knows what the truth is, but I became less confident that his version was 100% of the version. But because of the criticism over Epstein, he has resigned. So I just wanted to say, sometimes you do live radio or sometimes you're in events and, you know, you have a particular feel in one particular direction. And when that changes, I like to just share with you, the audience. Somehow we're in this culture like you don't ever admit that you're wrong or don't ever admit that you made a mistake. Well, I don't buy into that because I don't mind being transparent. A lot of people talk about transparency, but yet very rarely happens. But anyway, that is the story on that front. 877-943-9673. Well, there was a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, what we're talking about Trump administration versus Planned Parenthood. You have something called Title X funding. Title X funding has to do with the funding, if you heard about, if you've heard about the tremendous amount of money that Planned Parenthood gets from the federal government in terms of your tax dollars, that's the area that it would come out of. Now, Planned Parenthood has had a monopoly on that money. If you're looking for a sort of a word to describe where we have been. And when President Trump made a promise that he was going to be working to scale back and eventually block federal dollars going for abortions by way of Planned Parenthood. Well, there was a motion, and so what's happening is the president was going to go ahead with his plan. It's an executive order called President Trump's Protect Life Rule. And he was going to take money out of this fund away from Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood took him to court. Well, first you had the court case, and they ruled with Planned Parenthood. Then you had the next thing, it goes to the Court of Appeals, and there's three judges that review it. And now we had a preliminary ruling by, I think, 12 judges, 11 or 12 judges, the whole panel on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And they have dealt a serious, I don't know where you call it, a facial shot or a body blow, but they've dealt a serious blow to Planned Parenthood because they have agreed to let President Trump move forward to block estimated about $60 million, in Title X funding, to take that $60 million away from Planned Parenthood, which is America's largest abortion provider. Now, that's a temporary thing because they still haven't decided on the merits of the case. That's still ongoing. Sort of the final decision based on the facts. But here is why pro-lifers and expert court watchers are so positive. Usually, however these decisions go, whether to put a stay or whether to pull a stay, oftentimes give you an idea of where the court is heading. So if the full circuit had upheld the injunction that Trump couldn't go forward on this, that would be bad news for Trump. But the fact that he's allowed now to go forward and to start redirecting these funds, that's a pretty good sign for the administration and pretty good sign for pro-lifers. $60 million is a big hit. And by the way, you know where this $60 million will be redirected to? Other family planning groups. Are you listening? Including crisis pregnancy centers. Now, a lot of our centers, because they are very much Christ-oriented, they won't be taking public funds. There are others who have a little bit different setup who certainly will take these dollars. But the main thing is they're not going to Planned Parenthood. The president of Planned Parenthood is a lady by the name of Leanna Wen, W-E-N. She lamented, and I quote, "This is devastating news." Well, I have a counter quote. Bill Bunkley says, and I quote, "This is good news for the unborn," close quote. Now, I hope that none of you know what the pricing structure for Planned Parenthood is to get an abortion, and you know it is all based on how far along in the development, the life cycle that the baby is in. And the bigger, the older the baby in the womb, the more money. And it's not cheap to get an abortion. And so I want to tell you that with the prices that Planned Parenthood charges for an abortion anyway, there's no way in my mind they deserve to keep a monopoly, and that's what they've had, on getting these federal tax dollars out of Title X. So we still have to await the final decision, but right now President Trump can go ahead. start pulling that money and redirecting it. And again, let me say that unless there was a strong feeling on that Ninth Circuit, they wouldn't have released President Trump to go forward. Now, Planned Parenthood can appeal this to the Supreme Court. Question is the makeup of the court and this issue, what are their chances of prevailing? This might not be one that is appealed. We don't know. It can go either way. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9671. Bill Bunkley's here. You got a question, comment we're talking about? Give me a call. Love to chat. Competition in other places.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has spoken at an aerospace plant in Milwaukee, promoting congressional approval of his new trade agreement, which he's connecting to the success of American workers. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Barry is strengthening as it approaches the Louisiana coast and is again expected to become a hurricane when it reaches land, which is expected on Saturday. A storm surge warning has been issued for Lake Pontchartrain and eastward to Biloxi, Mississippi. The House has overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that a victim's compensation fund for the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money. The 402-12 vote sends that bill to the Senate. Record closings on Wall Street. The Dow picked up 244 points to 27,332. The NASDAQ up 48 to 8,244. The S&P ahead 14 to 3,013. This is SRN News.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God, one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
You didn't sign up for a dull marriage. So get a free ebook from Family Life, Stronger Forever, a 6-week plan to put the zing back in your relationship.
Log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger. Again, it's free.
You'll also be entered to win an adventure with your spouse on Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Saturday afternoons at 4:30. Join Pastor John Couch for This Day in the Word.
He blesses those who diligently, they are focused. They got missile lock. They're dialed in. They're going after God, who seek Him, who run hard after Him, who love Him, who live for Him.
This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch. Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Don't let debt keep you down. Protect your career, your family, and your financial future with help from NFCC, a financial advocate who understands the money issues faced by current and former military members. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322 or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Hey, we're back, Bill Bunkley. Bill Bunkley's show on this Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along the way and aboard. 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Been talking about the tremendous amount of money that Planned Parenthood may not be getting of your taxpayer dollars. But it reminds me of a huge, huge issue that I've spoken about the last couple of days that, quite frankly, seems to be getting swept under the rug. We're going to run out of money in September. In fact, a couple of days after Congress is slated to come back from their summer recess or fall, whatever it is, whatever that recess is. And that probably is not enough time for them to make sure they get all the members and ducks in a row. So before they leave for their month-long break, they're going to have to consider either defaulting or raising the debt ceiling. Again. And by the way, the whole idea of raising the debt ceiling is a lot quicker than anybody thought. You think about Planned Parenthood, you especially folks in the Tea Party, you probably know this, but conservatives, social conservatives, some of you may be really amazed at what we pay for out of the federal treasury. There is a lot of ridiculous stuff that we blow money on. And you know what's funny? And I'll be equal opportunity offender. President Trump, as well as, what now, 2021 candidates, hard to keep track. Now, I don't expect any of you in this audience to have watched the Democratic debates. But I want to ask you a question. Did you hear any reporting about any serious discussion condemning the amount of debt that we have or the deficits that we had from any of the two 10-person panels of the two previous Democratic debates in Miami? It is the elephant in the room, and I'm not making any Republican characterizations. The debt, the national debt, it's out of control. It really is out of control. And not any of our Democratic candidates spent any time talking about it at any great length. It wasn't a major question. Why? Well, when you got the whole pack that's, supporting socialism, other people's money, who cares? Borrow, borrow, borrow. Not my money. I hope that somebody makes a campaign issue about this. Because I think it was only mentioned once, but I mean, we are considering the people who might lead this country, and the biggest threat to our future as seniors, to our kids, in the U.S. of A. is this debt that's going to be like a millstone around our neck. By the way, you can agree or disagree. I'd like to know what you think about the silence, the cone of silence. Or the run silent, run deep. That was the mantra of the submarine services. 877-943-9673. Now, I got to tell you that it's a tough pill to take, but deficit's been climbing hard since President Trump was elected. Interesting, though, the other side doesn't make a campaign issue out of it. Well, that's because they want to go to the trough themselves. Now, just think about if we expanded Medicare coverage to everyone, Medicaid to everyone, What if we were going to pay for all college costs? What if we were going to reimburse all the students for their debt? How about if we're going to pay reparations for slavery? It is a situation that you and I wouldn't even tolerate. Now do understand that the tax cuts that we're all enjoying and the military spending, which we're all behind, a lot of it's being financed by debt. And though I don't have an immediate problem of that having to have happen with the disregard the previous administration gave in those areas, but, you know, where's the plan that we're going to catch up and become whole again financially? There used to be a lot of deficit hawks that are out there. But you don't hear much from them. 877-943-9673. Got a caller. Who do we have, Mike? All right, Jimmy in Odessa. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Bill, I'm wonderful. Hey, Bill, the last politician I heard talking about debt reduction might have been Ross Perot. I mean, Reagan did it, and he took a lot of heat for it, but he reduced the debt. Perot ran on it. But it's simple. Spending buys votes. And you can't really just condemn the Democrats because the Republicans now are just as guilty. They all want to buy votes, and it's giveaway, giveaway, giveaway. And I don't see any end to it because that's the easiest way to get elected, to say, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you that. Well, there is no I in Washington. It's you and me. It's our money. You know, the government doesn't just snap their fingers and it's there. Somebody's got to back it, and aside from the paper it's printed on, it's the good faith of others controlling our debt, but ultimately the taxpayers, it's on our back.
Well, and the number to watch, quite frankly, is how much of a budget do we spend, like today. Let's say that you end up having $50,000 or $100,000 of credit card debt. And let's say that interest rate is 22 to 24%. Now, obviously, credit card debt is a lot more interest than what the government's paying in bonds and everything. But you can see, for those of you that get in debt, you find out that even those minimal payments, when you get so much debt, they catch up. And when you look at least just making the payment covering the debt plus a little bit of principal, then you get to a point where you have no money to pay the rest of your bills because your cash flow is out. That's what's happening in America. And so we're going to get to a point where it's 50, 60, maybe 70% of the money we have to spend. And that's when you're going to see Social Security and the Medicare, those safety nets, those are going to be in jeopardy. And the whole idea about our kids' future in a secure America, I mean, it's one thing to get, you know, the military and get businesses back on track, but you've got to work on getting some of that revenue in to get that borrowing back down. Do you agree?
Sure, I agree. I did agree with lowering the business tax because that spurs homegrown manufacturing, and that would sure help. And hopefully that the jobs generated would offset the income that the companies were paying in tax. But I don't really know that I agree with giving people like you and I a tax break. I mean, the country can't afford it. But on the other hand, if the politicians are just going to give it away to everybody else, I'd say, well, then I want some of it too. You know, it's tough when the government, when these politicians just, they want to buy a block of votes. They just, okay, I'm going to give this, I'm going to give that. And it's so easy for them because their number one concern is staying in power. That's all about buying votes to stay in power, to control, control, control. And I'm sorry, I don't think any of them have the welfare of the country at heart anymore. I think it's all about wielding power, and you'd have to do that by buying votes.
And I think that the lie is, because I walk among and deal with a lot of these men and women, and that is, Well, you know, if we're going to be able to implement conservative principles, we got to make sure we win. And so they take these kind of steps to win, get the votes. And then, but nobody ever circles back to keep the other end of the promise. Well, let's get elected, and then we're going to do some things to enhance some revenue coming in to pay the deficit down. And time again, they never get back around to it. And so I've always said that even before I became a cancer statistic myself, I always said that politics, whether you're a politician or someone that knows how to get your lobbyist to get to the trough to get the money, it's like cancer. You know, it's like a spreading cancer that is incurable, but it's an idea that once that gets in your blood, you just go deeper and deeper and grabbing more and more, and it's a vicious spiral that you can't get out of it, and that's what we're seeing right now, because Lord knows that if we were to see every line item in the federal budget and have a highlighter to highlight just flat-out pork, just flat-out programs that are in there year after year to make sure that Congressman, you know, Billy Ray or Senator Mary Beth has X amount of those special interest groups that will always get out and work for her behalf. As long as that is how we do things in America, you know, I don't know, with our narcissism, you know, and hey, look at me, I don't know if we ever have anybody with the courage to get us out of it.
They won't get elected. If I was dictator for a few years, I would put out an edict that every department has to show me next year's budget and cut it by 5%. Across the board, 5%. And they would argue and scream and holler, but you can't tell me there's not 5% waste at every department in all phases of government. They could easily be trimmed out. But you get a federal job, that's your ticket to employment for life, no matter whether you work hard or not. And it's just we've created this system that, I'm sorry, it's broken. And something radical's got to happen, or this country is going to implode from within. And I just don't see it changing, because the Republicans used to be the guardians of the budget. Not anymore. You can't criticize the Democrats without slapping our own hands, because our guys are just as bad as their guys.
And let me just say very quickly, got a hard break coming up in about 40 seconds, but let me just say this. I go a step backwards, because one thing the government doesn't do is something called zero-based budgeting. What they do is they take this year's budget and then decide next year, instead of going back and saying, hey, you got to zero out everything, start from the very bottom, and just build your budget up from zero. That doesn't happen. Jim, thanks for being part of the show today. 877-943-9673. I got to take a quick break. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US Nulo, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now, my menopause. All my life, I've had energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberin today.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? Find a job you can believe in and get excited about at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings. They connect devoted people like you with thoughtful employers that share your values. Once you log on and see the quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Log on to ChristianJobs.com. That's ChristianJobs.com.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aquapowders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aquapowders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aquapowders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aquapowders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aquapowders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aquapowders transforms water into wellness.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
You cannot entertain any thoughts that it might be an option of whether I want to let these desires live and develop into sinful actions. There's no option. They have to die.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk AM 910 and FM 102.1. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here with some breaking news. 877-943-9673. If you've been listening, you know that I've gotten a whole larger percentage of friend requests the last two or three days on Facebook. Like maybe I was throttled but unthrottled. But here's a headline that broke just a few moments ago. Coming from the Wall Street Journal, let me give credit to Emily Glazer, Ryan Tracy, and Jeff Horwitz. Headline, FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission, FTC approves roughly $5 billion, that's with a B, $5 billion in a Facebook settlement. Wall Street Journal, breaking news, writes, the Federal Trade Commission voted this week to approve a roughly $5 billion settlement with Facebook over a long-running probe into the tech giant's privacy mishaps, according to people familiar with the matter. The 3-2 vote by the FTC commissioners broke along party lines, with the Republican majority lining up to support the PAC, while Democrat commissioners objected. The people have spoken at the FTC. The matter has been moved to the Justice Department Civil Division, and it's unclear how long it will take to finalize, the person said. Justice Department reviews are part of the FTC's procedure, but typically don't change the outcome of an FTC decision. A settlement is expected to include other government restrictions on how Facebook treats user privacy. The additional terms of the settlement couldn't be immediately learned. Facebook said April 24th that it was expecting to pay about $5 billion to settle the probe. And a resolution bogged down by a split between Republicans and Democrats on the FTC, with the Democrats pushing for tougher oversight of the social media giant. The FTC investigation began more than a year ago after reports that personal data of tens of millions of Facebook users, that's you, improperly wound up in the hands of Cambridge Analytica, a data firm that worked also on President Trump's campaign, obviously, centered on whether the lapse violated a 2012 consent decree the agency had where Facebook agreed to better privacy usage. Now we have this whole question of the Trump White House summit about censoring, discrimination against people like me, people like you, conservatives. So here we have Facebook facing the reality that big five big ones just went out the door, $5 billion. Now, what happens if there is another probe having to do with how they handle their accounts, how they decide how many people on your list get your latest post, how they decide whether your post is going to go out at all if they don't like the content? You know, you could be putting things out about what the Bible says about certain things, and we have some that label it as pornography. That's right, pornography. Very interesting, because Facebook has been playing games. To me, they've all been playing games, but Facebook is certainly the poster child right now. And so this is very curious. The timing of all this is, of course, very curious. So we will see how this plays forward. So, and you know, let me just look. I'm getting so many Facebook requests. Let me just see. Yeah, here we go, man. Keep rolling in. So anyway, we'll have to see how this thing turns out. But I should know, and I'm not paying for it, but, you know, I think I should know that I should be able to go somewhere, and when I send a post, like I sent out today something to think about, and I posted it on Facebook, I should be able to go somewhere and click on a log of my posts and at least tell me, well, Mr. Bunkley, you may have 4,000, 3,000, you know, 5,000, whatever it is, friends, and we just sent your post out to 100 people on your list. So, obviously, I wouldn't be real happy, but I think that we at least deserve to know. And if something's going to be blocked, an immediate notice and some sort of mechanism, if you're going to block it, I can do an immediate appeal. And since I deal with all manner of items that are very time sensitive, you know, getting it resolved a month later is not very helpful, and they know that. So, we'll see if we can find someone who really knows what's going on with the Facebook thing and see if we can tighten that up. Well, that'll wrap up the first hour of the Bill Bunkley Show. I'll be over on AM 570 and 910 if you would care to join me over there. And we're going to have Evie Bear Carroll is going to be with us with Movie Guide. And we've got Matt Staver with the Liberty Council is going to be with us talking about, well, orgies and open sex is better than a monogamous married relationship. Believe it or not, that's the conversation second hour. Come on over and take a listen.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk Fan Club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk Fan Club today. Join the Faith Talk Fan Club by clicking the Fan Club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
Thanks for listening today to Faith Talk. We'd like to introduce you to a new radio program, The Living Word with Pastor Danny Hodges of Calvary Chapel Fellowship. Each weekday, Pastor Danny will walk you through the scriptures, verse by verse, passionately sharing the truth and hope of the gospel for a lost and dying world. Find out more at ccfstpete.church.
The Living Word with Danny Hodges, weekdays at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and at letstalkfaith.com. Faith Talk 570, WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Tropical Storm Barry is churning towards the Gulf Coast and is expected to hit Louisiana either late tonight or early tomorrow with torrential rains. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm will bring a hazardous combination of high winds and slow-moving rain bands.
Even though the storms will move fast along these rain bands, the rain bands don't move once we have this north movement. So even if you're 50 miles away, even if you're 100 miles away, even 150 miles away, wherever these rain bands set up, even into Alabama, you can see the threat for tornadoes. You can see the threat for these flooding rains.
A storm surge warning has been issued for Lake Pontchartrain and eastward to Biloxi, Mississippi. President Trump is advocating congressional approval of the recently negotiated U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement to replace its predecessor,
NAFTA, one of the world's worst trade deals ever. I know a couple of others. We've been involved in them, too. World Trade Organization, that's a beauty. You don't know as much about that, but NAFTA was a disaster for this country, and we're going to be replacing that very soon, hopefully with the USMCA.
The president visited a Milwaukee subsidiary of aviation giant Lockheed Martin today. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is stepping down.
The president announced the move with Acosta standing by his side in the White House Rose Garden, specifying it was Acosta's call and not his. The resignation comes with Acosta facing criticism for his handling of a secret plea deal for financier Jeffrey Epstein while Acosta was a federal prosecutor. Acosta says he doesn't think it's right for Epstein to be the Labor Department's focus, so he's quitting.
Mr. Trump told reporters today Acosta has been a great labor secretary. Another record close for the Dow today, up 243 points to close at 27,332, a new record. The NASDAQ rose 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The House on Friday overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that a victim's compensation fund for the September 11th attacks never runs out of money. Comedian Jon Stewart says the September 11th Victims Fund has proved its worth.
This is necessary, it is urgent, and it is morally right. And not only that, you have a program that works. It is faithful to the statute, it is fair to the claimants, and it is respectful of the taxpayer.
The 402-12 vote sends the bill to the Senate, where Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has agreed to call a vote before Congress goes on its August recess. United Airlines says it expects to cancel about 8,000 flights through October, while its Boeing 737 MAX jets remain grounded. The airline is taking the plane out of the schedule until early November, a month longer than expected. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Volkswagen and Ford have said they will work together on developing self-driving and electric cars in an attempt to reduce costs on new technologies.
Volkswagen says it will make an investment worth $2.6 billion in Argo AI, a technology company currently controlled by Ford, which is developing self-driving systems. It plans to merge its own self-driving subsidiary into the business as part of the deal. The goal is for both manufacturers to be able to use the technology Argo AI is working on in their vehicles. The American manufacturer plans to use the system to build at least one mass-market model for sale in Europe. Alliances like this are expected to become more common over the next few years, as the industry struggles to keep up with rapidly changing technology.
BBC correspondent Theo Leggett, there is still a question as to whether driverless cars will become commercially viable or whether they will generate revenue for the manufacturers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday afternoon, and we have a special program announcement. Instead of being with our friends from Focus on the Family, as we usually are at this time on Friday afternoon, well, we have a new issue that I want to discuss, and joining me in just a moment will be Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We're going to be talking about the fact that the American Psychological Association is now advocating, well, group sex, group relationships. I want to tell you that this probably won't be something that is going to be suitable for young children, so just want to let you know that you might want to turn your radio down for just 20 minutes or so if you have little ones around, or have them go to the back of the house. And remember, you can always download the podcast after we go off the air today if you didn't get a chance to hear that interview, but you need to plug in with this because it's very serious. Then we'll head out to Hollywood and get with Evie Bear Carroll. Yes, that's Dr. Bear's daughter. She's going to be with us today. She's host of Movie Guide TV, and she's going to be talking about the new Bethany Hamilton movie, Unstoppable, and a movie next year, Soul, both of which have some good family and spiritual themes. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony.
Does your marriage seem like it's become dull, routine, no excitement or adventure?
Then log on to our station website and use the keyword STRONGER to get a free ebook from Family Life, Stronger Forever, a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage closer to God and closer to each other. Again, it's free. It'll help you put the zing back in your relationship.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win an adventure with your spouse on Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
So log on now, get the free ebook, Stronger Forever, and enter to win a memorable luxury cruise that could re-spark your marriage.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword, stronger.
That's letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855. That's 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855.
Sunday mornings at 7:30. Don't miss the Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr.
Let me remind you, that's the way you and I have acted toward God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But not only that, he gives us life. He gives us health, strength, food, shelter, and clothing.
The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. Sunday mornings at 7:30. On Faith Talk, AM 570, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Hey, we're back on this Friday afternoon, special edition during the 5 o'clock hour. Normally, we are with our friends with Focus on the Family. But something bizarre has really been released that it really warrants having a conversation about. And can't think of a better organization who has been on the front lines, especially with the fight over the family, the fight over gender, and all of the great things that the Liberty Council has done for the Lord, on behalf of the Lord, for many, many years. Matt Staver is my guest, who is the founder and leads Liberty Council, and he's with me today. And today we're going to talk about a very controversial suggestion by the American Psychological Association having to do with relationships. In fact, if this were ever to become widespread, it's my opinion, it is something that is designed to absolutely wipe out the marriage. But let me bring in Matt Staver, who's a lot more experienced at these things than I am in terms of the fight and the potential litigation. Matt, good to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Well, tell us a little bit about the American Psychological Association, and then you had an excellent briefing on this in terms of what's going on here. Then tell us a little bit about what they're proposing. We got an activist subcommittee with some LGBT folks that are very prominent on that committee. So tell us about the latest harebrained idea the psychologists want to give us on how we should live our lives.
Well, this is the American Psychological Association, which is the largest psychological association for psychologists and other doctors that treat psychological issues or disorders or conditions or stress. This is the same APA that the classified homosexuality as a disorder in the 1970s, not because of science, but because of political pressure by the homosexual agenda that began in San Francisco during one of their events. And it's the same association that now says that counselors should not provide counsel to people seeking counsel for unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, mm-hmm. identity. So they've created a task force, and the task force is promoting what they call consensual non-monogamy. CNM is the abbreviation they give to it. And what they're advocating, not just researching, but they're advocating as a political matter to promote and to advance and to encourage counselors to affirm what they call consensual non-monogamy. Now, what is that? That's people that are married or in a relationship that actually consent to have other sexual relationships outside of that relationship. It's adultery. In fact, they actually use these terms. They want to promote polygamy, polyamory, which is group sex or group relationships, group marriage, if you will. And they're literally wanting to push that agenda, even to the point of having a petition on the APA's website for this task force. And the petition actually has one question that the signers would propose and support, and that is to make non-monogamy and those that engage in non-monogamous relationship a protected legal class.
Unbelievable.
They want to get rid of the stigma. They say there's no reason for the stigma. And in fact, it's actually, they say, a healthy and something that should be promoted and counselors should affirm and be aware of. And they go on and on and on. Then they come up with this exaggerated statistic that one in every six people are engaging in what they call consensual non-monogamy. Now, the problem is that the primary group of people that they are surveying includes the LGBTQ community. And that's where you have a lot of these relationships, particularly in men with men that have multiple sexual relationships outside of their individual relationship. And that's their primary populace that they are surveying. And from that populace, they're trying to promote this across the board to the greater public.
And I want to say that, by the way, if you're by your home or office PC, go to lc.org, and you can also see this release by Liberty Counsel on this. I'm just sitting here trying to put my arms around this, Matt Staver, because, you know, I'm old enough to know, have a lot of friends that some have followed Christ pretty closely, some have wandered and come back. But I tell you what, there's more than one person that I have talked to who shared a testimony who decided they were going to try out some sort of form of cheating on their wife or, you know, sowing my oats and I'm younger when I'm in college and all that stuff. And pretty much everybody I talk to shares how what a dead-end street it is, not only for your physical health, mentally, spirituality, and then a lot of people that tend to stay in this type of lifestyle. I mean, they're using all sorts. I mean, they're using the drug of alcohol. They're doing other drugs, and it's just a kind of a party thing. I can't imagine that the mainstream professionals with the American Psychological Association would allow this small group to just keep speaking for them, because this just doesn't even seem rational.
It doesn't seem rational. I mean, just common sense reveals to everyone that whenever you have someone in a marital relationship or they're dating, and then you find out that your person that you're engaged to, you're dating or you're married to, now is cheating on you, that doesn't enhance the relationship. That destroys the relationship. And I've seen relationships just simply decimated. Long marriages just come to a crashing halt when they find out that their spouse has been having sexual relations with someone outside of that marriage. It's not a healthy thing. They're actually even promoting what they call swinging. Swinging is where you have multiple people come together, and this would be for married people, come together and you change partners and you change with a whole group of people. And you know what eventually happens is those relationships deteriorate. They come to an end. You can't continue to do this non-monogamy without consequences, both physical consequences in terms of STI, sexually transmitted infections or diseases, and certainly emotional consequences. And it doesn't end well whenever you do this. But yet, this is the American Psychological Association setting up this task force and promoting it. It's not researching the consequences of non-monogamous relationships. Understand that. It's not a research to find out the consequences, to find out how often this may or may not happen. It is set up specifically to promote it, and they actually say they include polygamy and polyamory and swinging and any other relationship that is non-monogamous, promoting it, pushing it, advocating it. So here is the situation. They want to provide counsel, and they want to encourage counselors to understand this issue, to affirm it so that there's no stigma. And at the same time, the APA does not want people to have counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attraction. I think at the end of the day, what this really shows is that the APA has long since, and this goes back to the 70s, but even
more so now,
long since abandoned its scientific, research-based position of really trying to help people, and it's now become a very radical, frankly bankrupt, political organization.
Matt Staver, before the Lord called you into the great defense of his values and principles in the courts all the way up to the Supreme Court of our land, you were a pastor. And as I look at this, and I hope every one of my listeners reads their Bible through every year, but, you know, when you look at all of what we just described, you might think, oh, what are we coming to? Well, if you know your history, if you know your Bible, and if you know our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, first of all, we're not talking about anything new here. What happened was that before God's influence, or as God's influence was discounted, Matt, you can give us a little history lesson, because you know what? God spoke against this in his word. We have seen dire consequences about this in his word. And so here we had, Western history to where not only God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then Jesus, we became followers of Christ down through the years. I'm talking about the civilizations. And so we led more of the life that our Creator, who put us all together, he knows how our minds work. He knows how our physical bodies work. He knows what's good and bad for us. So we were following him. Now that we have people, whether it's the influence of the internet, social media, and certainly we all recognize that even this, we're not fighting among flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle that we're going on, and all of us understand where this is coming from. But we're kind of, evil's just kind of going full circle, because people are abandoning reading the Bible and following Christ. And so what happens is they pursue all of these pleasures. And if anybody wraps up in the words, just think of the term orgy. Most people know what an orgy is. This is like going back to legalized orgies, and that's what's going to make us happy. What a lie straight from the pit from hell.
And no doubt it is a lie from the pit of hell. I mean, common sense, certainly the revealed word of God, is very clear, and human experience is very clear, that monogamy is the best way to continue your marital relationship. You start breaking that bond by engaging in a non-monogamous relationship, even with another person, whether it's with a single person or a group of people. You're going to ultimately destroy that relationship. But even more than destroying that relationship, you ultimately have consequences mentally, emotionally, physically. It affects your understanding of who you are, your human dignity, your worth, who God is. And that's why it's so consequential. You look at 1 Corinthians 6. I just visited Corinth, and the temple of Aphrodite was there. They had about 1,000 temple prostitutes. Paul visited there for a year and a half, and he wrote in 1 Corinthians 6, don't be joined to a prostitute. Don't you know that you become one with that prostitute? Your bodies are not your own. They belong to Christ, and you were bought with a price. You are precious. You are precious to him. And don't, you know, it God instills in us information and guidance through the scriptures. He knows the best about us, and he clearly has stated that adultery is wrong. We understand the consequences, even those that are not religious, the consequences of adultery. It doesn't help a relationship. It destroys a relationship. And what we know is that all of this began in the 1940s in terms of our modern time frame. It's been going on for millennia with Alfred Kinsey, who really wanted to promote this idea of no restrictions at all on human sexuality, group sex, and so forth. And he wrote two books in 48 and 53, and that's really a reiteration of Alfred Kinsey, who ultimately wanted to destroy the concept of God, and his best way to do it, he felt, was to destroy the concept of marriage and morality, and to have free, open sex from birth, which he felt that human beings were sexual from birth, believe it or not. He did experiments on six-month-old, two-month-old babies in Table 34. It's horrible in his book what he did to children and what he paid pimps and prostitutes and others to do, and particularly even fathers to molest their children and grandfathers and men to molest boys. And all of that is part of his bankrupt notion. His life didn't end well. He died of some very severe sexually transmitted diseases because of his promiscuous lifestyle.
And, you know, even disturbing along with that, we're starting to see now these pharmaceutical ads. Certainly the industry has invested a lot of money in trying to find ways to overcome, take a pill, whether it's HIV, chlamydia, or whatever. They it seems like all the interest now is, hey, now we can take care of you. Never, if you get some sexually transmitted disease, hey, we got a cure for you. And if one can't sit back and see the absolute onslaught and attack against the family, we've already got deadbeat dads who probably have been in my I've said this for some time, the number one contributor to the breakdown of the family. Kids don't have a dad to have that influence, to have that balance. Now we're having this. It's clear that this is part of the battle between good and evil, between God and between Satan. I'm convinced of it. And if people in the Christian community just casually sort of go along to get along, it's about time for us to be bold enough, number one, to know our scripture, to know our Bible. And to, at the water cooler in different conversations, and that's why I have my program to daily sort of try and educate you from a Christian worldview. I mean, don't leave it up to your pastor. Don't leave it up to Matt Staver. Don't leave it up to the to our leaders of leaders. I mean, Matt, this has to be a redemptive thing on a mass basis by Christ followers, because if not, this evil and playing at our senses and pleasure and, I had a bad day with my wife, but you know what? I can go over here and do this or go to this website. I mean, horrendous. It's just horrendous.
It is. The people need to really understand and wake up and certainly the church. But, you know, what this task force is promoting doesn't reflect the general society. They say it's 1 in 6, but you know what? If you go back and look at who they hold, it's the LGBT, and they use the letter Q as well, the LGBTQ community. It's not the general population. It's the same thing that Alfred Kinsey did. When he polled how many people who were homosexual, he polled people in prisons, men in prisons, not the general population. they skew their numbers. And, you know, from the very beginning, those that were advocating same-sex marriage said very plainly they didn't want marriage for what it represented, a monogamous, lifelong relationship. They wanted marriage to be able to destroy the institution itself, and that's from their own words and writing. They wanted to have same-sex marriage, not because of what it represented, but so that they could destroy it. And once you ultimately cross the line of same-sex marriage and sex, gender does not have any relevance to marriage, and procreation has no relevance to marriage, therefore, you ultimately are attempting to and are on the path to destroying marriage. And the next step is exactly what this APA is doing. Not only having, because marriage makes no difference anymore. If you're just going to have multiple sexual relationships, there is no more marriage. It is a deconstructive, a very destructive component to destroy the very institution that God created between male and female, husbands and wives, to be moms and dads and be the very cornerstone of his creation and the cornerstone of family and our societies. And that is what's under attack. And it's so much under attack that the result is, or the result that they hope to achieve, is the abolition of God himself. Of course, we know that's not going to happen, but that's what their ultimate objective is. It's what Alfred Kinsey's objective was. He hated God, and he wanted to ultimately destroy the very concept, understanding of God in people's minds and in our communities and society by having this free-for-all on human sexuality.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're all out of time. I could discuss this further, but we just can't at this point. But I want to tell you that Matt Staver's been my guest, the founder and chairman of Liberty Council. I want you to go right now to lc.org, lc.org. There's a press release on the APA promoting open relationships, and they need to drill down on that to really understand. Matt Staver, I am up against the clock, but thank you so much, my friend, and wish you a very blessed weekend.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Take care. All right, Evie Bear Carroll is going to be up next with the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
W262CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There have been long lines at New Orleans International Airport as people try to flee Tropical Storm Barry. Tamara Lumpkin was heading home to Prince George's County, Maryland on Friday. She'd come for a sorority convention that ended a day early because of the storm. Lumpkin says it only took 6 minutes to rebook her flight once she explained the reason. President Trump is calling on Congress to pass a new trade agreement with Canada and Mexico and send it to his desk immediately. He says, quote, "We shouldn't be playing around." Mr. Trump is lobbying for passage of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement at Derco Aerospace in Milwaukee. The president worries that passage of the agreement could get less likely with time, saying, quote, "It gets more and more political because we get closer and closer to the election." A record day for Wall Street as the Dow was up by 243 points to a record 27,332. This is SRN News.
Thinking about a career change? How about your dream job on the staff at a local church? At churchstaffing.com, you can find your true calling and a new career with meaning. Churchstaffing.com has listings for hundreds of jobs in churches all across the country, for pastors and worship leaders, secretaries, accountants, facilities and maintenance, graphic designers, IT specialists, and much more. Best of all, it's free. Find the ideal job for you at the perfect place. Visit churchstaffing.com. That's churchstaffing.com.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
Not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
Somebody is going to win a free cruise aboard Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise, visiting a private island in the Bahamas, historic Puerto Rico, and the white sand beaches of St. Thomas. And it could be you.
An adventure with your spouse, no children, re-sparking your relationship. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword STRONGER. It's that easy to enter, and you really could win.
When you enter, you'll also receive a free copy of Family Life's ebook, Stronger Forever, that includes a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage closer to God and closer to each other. Again, it's free.
So log on now. Enter to win a memorable luxury cruise that could renew your marriage and get the free ebook, Stronger Forever.
For your free downloadable ebook and to enter to win the cruise, go to letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger. That's letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
Saturday afternoons at 4, it's time for Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs.
There are many in the church and the body of Christ today that have no patience for rebuke from its leader. But there was an expectation that the church member would come under the leadership and authority of those that were given that responsibility in the church.
Gaining Ground with Dr. Evan Burroughs, Saturday afternoons at 4 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And God says, I'm gonna turn it into something different. I'm gonna turn it into something good. I'm gonna take all the broken pieces and make something beautiful like only I could. So put it all in the hands of the Father.
Hey, welcome back on this Friday afternoon, and as usual, we have our feature this afternoon, and it is Movie Guide. Well, I want to tell you that with all of the activity that came out on the 4th of July for that extended weekend, a little bit light today in terms of new movies we're going to be talking about releasing this weekend, but we've got some exciting information about not only a movie, a couple of Christian movies coming out, but also our Pixar has a new announcement. And today we want to welcome back to the show Evie Bear Carroll. Now, Evie's been with us before, kind of on a limited basis, but she's actually host of Movie Guide TV. Now, if you have been going to the website movieguide.org, which I highly recommend each and every week on your home or office PC, you also know there's an opportunity for these interviews, whether it's on the red carpet or at a major studio, or with someone that's involved with a major release of a movie. And, of course, Evie is the one that handles all of that for the organization. And with that, Evie, it's good to have you back with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Yes, I just did the interviews for Lion King, so we'll have to talk about that next week.
Well, I'm waiting for that, because that is my summer movie, and there's something about the musical score or The Lion King. It just always is just very moving for me. So we'll zip that for next week and not talk about it today, but we will use that as a primer for folks to listen in next week. Well, there's a movie that we want to talk about today. It is a movie called Bethany Hamilton. That name may sound familiar. And the movie is Unstoppable. Give us a little bit of a history lesson on Bethany. This is going to be the second time she's appeared on the screen. So bring us up to date about the first one and about this new documentary.
Yes, if audiences remember, in 2011, there was a movie called Soul Surfer about her life, and that was a drama. It was a really good movie. It was a faith-based movie, and it was great for, you know, the teenage audience. But Bethany Hamilton has had an amazing life. You know, she's gone through some crazy things because she had a shark bite off her arm while she was surfing, and she's a pro surfer. So this is really the documentary on her life. So it really follows all the things that have taken place from actual footage of what happened. So this takes place over 6 years, and it's the, you know, kind of a raw moment with Bethany Hamilton and kind of her faith journey through it all. There's a lot of Christian faith content in it, and just how she had to overcome the obstacles that came her way. And she also is now a mother, so it kind of talks about that. So, you know, we gave it a very good review. We gave it a +4 and a 4-star, so that means that there's nothing really cautionary about the movie. She is a faith-filled person, so it's a completely clean movie. So that's kind of nice to have at the box office.
Absolutely, a 4 and a 4. And as I think about Bethany, boy, even though it's 6 years, I remember this very, very young girl, as you so aptly described, really related with the teenagers, Evie. I would imagine now, 6 years later, and now being a mom, for some folks, we would have to really point out, hey, remember Bethany? Because she may not actually look the same as she did 6 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And so now that I'm also a mom, too, so it's fun to kind of follow her. And she has two kids, and just kind of the everyday life of having two kids and having this disability. But she doesn't really want to be known as, you know, as a person with this disability. She even got this EPSI award they gave her, but it wasn't just for surfing. They said for best disabled surfer, and she turned it down because she didn't want to just be known as a disabled surfer. She wanted to just be as an athlete who was a surfer, you know. So I think that's interesting that she's so strong, you know.
Do you know if she has continued recreationally to surf or not? Just curious.
Yeah, she surfs and she competes. So she's doing extremely well in the surfing arena. So she's just, you know, it's a great story about how you can overcome all these struggles, you know. So I just, you know, surfing is a very difficult, and you have to have a lot of physical strength to do it. So I'm impressed.
Well, we don't have the big waves here in Florida unless you go out when the hurricane's coming by. But I know even in my early years, which was many, many early years back, kind of did the surfing thing, but I never could really get it down. And but I certainly appreciate those. And even I saw an image the other day. I think it was on the Big Island where they were having some sort of competition. And I don't know if you saw the picture. It kind of went viral. But then there was this big either bull shark or a great white shark that was right next to like these 30 surfers.
Yeah.
And I still thought again, like, wow, I love going to the beach. At least here where we're at on the west coast of Florida. The Gulf of Mexico, we very rarely have any shark actual encounters with folks in the water. But nonetheless, you know, this movie, I want to highly recommend it. It's 4 stars in quality, 4 stars +4 in content. And it's a good reminder to all of us, you know, we're all going to have a bend in the road. You folks know that I've been dealing with the leukemia situation now for a year and a half, looking to be cured another year or two, hopefully, if everything continues on track. But you know what? You look at folks like Bethany Hamilton and others, and all of us, we all have things we have to overcome. If we try to do it in our own power, that's where it gets really frustrated. You start comparing, you start looking around. But you know what? If you just say, Jesus, you know, you are the one that put me in this unique situation, and by the power of your Holy Spirit living in me and, you know, being right with me, I will take whatever situation I am in And, you know, Lord, we'll make it a success. So I hope you get a chance to see this one. It will be very inspiring to you. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Evie Bear Carroll. And if Bear sounds familiar to you, yes, she's Dr. Ted Bear's daughter, and just delighted to have her with us back this afternoon. Want to remind you again, if you haven't bookmarked movieguide.org, that's movieguide.org, I strongly urge you to do that as I do each and every week right now. And two great apps. You can follow their lead on giving us great advice from Christian Worldview on either your Android or your iPhone, and you can download those apps as well. Well, we got the interesting story coming up, and that is about Pixar animation. Now, we don't normally really jump ahead this far, but there's really nothing new to update you until we get to Lion King next week. But there is a movie in production and getting ready to be released sometime next June. A little less than a year from now. It's called Soul. And so, Evie, tell us a little bit about this, because the emphasis on it being a faith-based movie is why we wanted to start giving a little bit of information on this release this far out.
Yeah, Soul looks very interesting. You're right, we usually don't talk about it this far out, but because it's set to release in 2020, probably exactly a year from now. But it's done by Pete Docter, who it says he's a Christian, and he says that this is a movie that he wanted to do to kind of have those spiritual elements. It seems super interesting. I want, you know, to tell audiences to continue to check back at Movie Guide and, you know, listen into the show, because we can tell you more in depth once we see the movie about what it's about. But it, you know, from Pete Docter's past work, he does have some great themes in his movies. He did Inside Out and Up. If audiences haven't seen it, we would encourage that. Those were great movies with some great, you know, moral Christian messages to them. So we're hopeful on this one. It sounds really good.
Well, I want to remind you that Movie Guide is also a great week for very timely articles and about this very subject. Tess Foran, who's a staff writer for Movie Guide, there is an article now that's posted entitled Pixar's Newly Announced Movie Soul, that's S-O-U-L, Hints at Spiritual Themes. And as we've continued to talk about this with you, our family, our audience here on the Bill Bunkley Show, that it's very important for us to not only support faith-based movies, particularly the weekend when they come out, if the Lord has allowed your budget to be able to do that. But the other part of that is for you to keep informed. And the best word of mouth, not only in general, marketeers will tell you that, but among our Christian communities, is the recommendations from a Christian worldview that we give to one another. So I highly suggest that you take a visit to movieguide.org, go to the article section, and really drill down a little bit deeper on Soul that's going to be coming, and the fact that Pixar does a great job in animation, and now that you've got this individual, Pete Docter, who is unabashedly, unashamedly talking about his relationship with Jesus Christ, certainly not one of the semi-secret agent Christians, and so with his solid testimony, match that with the movie, and it's going to make for a great read for you there in the article section of movieguide.org. Well, Evie, I completely enjoyed Dumbo, and the cinematography, all of the, whether it's computer and all that new technology that goes into a movie, it was really a great movie, I think. And finally, for many in our audience that maybe doesn't attend the movies, price is really up there unless you hit a matinee, but a lot of folks will wait for a DVD release to possibly purchase, and of course later on Netflix or something. But tell us about the DVD, because now folks can pick up their own copy of Dumbo.
That's right. So it is kind of nice because we have a great movie that's on DVD if you guys can't go to the movie theaters this weekend. And, you know, this is like a screen-safe movie. Obviously, it's Dumbo based on the animated classic, you know, from 1941. This one's a little bit different, but it has some great messages about family, about parents, about mothers and fathers, and that kids need, you know, a mother and a father. And so this one follows, obviously, Dumbo at the circus, and the circus gets in an elephant. The circus is failing. It's not doing well. It gets in a mama elephant that's pregnant, and the baby comes out, and it's Dumbo with the big ears and the small head. And, you know, what he can do is incredible. So there's some great messages in there. We have the full review on movieguide.org that people could look at. But this is a good rendition of it. You know, of course, the classic is awesome as well. But if you want something fresh for your kids, this is a good one, too.
All right. Got a few moments left. And, Evie, I know that you have a chance to produce the Movie Guide TV, hosting that, plus all of the interviews that you do in terms of some of the awards ceremonies, and, of course, your own award ceremony there with the Movie Guide Awards. But tell us a little bit about those experiences, because you have a chance to interact with a lot of the people that we see on the big screen. And like everything else in life, you've got probably some of those actors that you could just tell on and off screen or on or off interviews that they are real walk-the-walk people with the Lord. And then you maybe have some other folks that are baby Christians. Talk a little bit about that, and then talk about some of your dad's vision in terms of always being there to not only teach the craft of the movies, to be able to talk to those who are involved in the industry, but always pointing them toward Christ. Tell us about that experience, because they know that you are the quote-unquote the Christian interviewer.
That's right. It's kind of a really unique opportunity that I have, that I love that I get this opportunity, and that I get to share my faith in a unique setting with these people. I mean, the messages that they're making are really reaching around the world. Everywhere you go, people are watching movies, seeing TV content, you know. And so just, I can tell you about the interviews that I did at Lion King, because they say, oh, you can't talk about the review.
They're embargoed, I know.
Yeah, but I can tell you about the interviews, and this is kind of an example of what my job really is. But I walked into the room, and I sat down, and I said, oh, well, I'm with Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau is a director, producer, and actor, and he was in the Iron Man movies, and he's been very successful, and he directed Lion King. And I walked into the room and said hi to him, and I sat down, and it's a one-on-one experience, and you have a camera on you and a camera on them. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't sing any of the songs from Lion King for you because I have a horrible voice. He said, it's okay. And I said, you know, but my daughter, my baby, she thinks I have a great voice. And he said, well, what do you sing to her? And I said, you know, the only thing I could think about and what I sing to her every night is Jesus loves you. So I said, Jesus loves you. And he said, oh, well, that's great. You know, he was very, very polite about it. And then in the interview, he really opened up about believing that there is a supernatural force working in our everyday lives. So it was a really cool opportunity. And I was just being open and honest about my life, you know. So I hope that it got him really thinking about it. It has been said that he is a Catholic, so I think it was a cool opportunity, and that really is an example of what kind of how it's like. And I want to talk to them and get them thinking about faith and how it kind of, usually I do it in relation to the movie that they're working on, and pinpoint the, you know, faith elements of the great, you know, the great themes in the movies.
And, you know, that is so powerful. Remember that Movie Guide is a 501c3. This is a ministry. This isn't just an advisory service for giving you the information about what's in the movies of today and the movies of yesteryear, if they have reviewed it. And so remember that not only to include them, especially if you have a special day that you pray for missionaries, missions, and outreach. Will that be the day to put movie guide and then lift up them in prayer during the time that you do that? Because I can tell you that everything is ministry-minded and everything is really focused toward the main concept of redemption. And, of course, those of us that are not in Hollywood kind of don't even have to read the tabloids. We worry about some of the folks in terms of their soul and spirituality for sure. But at the same time, we can pray and we can lift them up. Well, Evie, I am excited that you are with us today, and I'm real excited about next week because I think that from what I'm seeing so far, Lion King is going to be a big major home run this summer. And so as I look for those opportunities to be able to review it, next week we'll be able to drill down. And let me just tell our listeners real quick, if you're listening for the first time, that's movieguide.org. And remember that our chat on Friday afternoon, all we do on any movie is just scratch the surface. If you want to find out exactly what's going on, I go to movieguide.org because you will see if you haven't visited, especially for your kids. If you get one that the content is, a minus one or something, you're going to be able to really find out exactly what you're going to see if you let your kids or your eyes see that movie. Abby, thanks so much for being with us. Give my regards to your mom and dad. And as always, we hope you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. All right, that'll wrap up this Friday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show, and we are delighted to have you with us. So we're going to be taking some time off until Monday about 4 o'clock, where we hope to meet you here. Coming up next, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, on today's Living Truth radio broadcast, How the Justice of God Keeps Hope Alive. That's part one that's coming up today. Hey, above all, when we get off the air, could you lift up a prayer for the folks in New Orleans? Lift up a prayer that maybe the Lord would steer this storm elsewhere. But let those people be in our hearts and our prayers this weekend. Till Monday at 4, I'm Bill Bunkley. God bless and good afternoon.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.